This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Ahmad Daniels grew up in New York City in the 1950s, and he said life was good. The neighborhoods were fairly well integrated, and he didn't feel the tension of racism. After graduating high school, Ahmad joined the Marine Corps in 1966, and he was sent to mechanics school in Tennessee. He started going to church on base and noticed there was a church off base that he wanted to try. But Ahmad wasn't welcome there, and he decided to find out why at the library.
Enlisted men do not go to libraries. We go to topless clubs. Officers may go to libraries, but not enlisted men. But there was something in my mind that said, you have to seek a better understanding of what has just transpired. Conversations with Floyd McKissick, Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael. It was an unearthing of information that I could not have imagined existed, and I didn't know anything about. I also read that Black people had fought in every war this country's ever had, and they came back hoping that when they returned to the United States, that they would be accepted as human beings and be able to sit on the front of the bus or live where they wanted to live or any of that. Well, I flunked out of Jet Mechanics School. I became so disillusioned. So now they transferred me to Camp Pendleton. And I meet a guy named Harvey. Harvey's from Brooklyn. And we have these discussions, along with other Black Marines, way into the night, about what was going on in Vietnam. Now, give you a perspective of the time. It's July of 1967. Some of you may remember what was happening in Detroit and Newark, urban rebellion. So I held that up to the other Black Marines. They said, well, what do you want to do? We believed, naively so, that perhaps that general who had three stars on his shoulder, maybe he could tell us why we should go to Vietnam, fight, and then have to come back to our own neighborhoods, and apparently then fight white people. I decided, I said, well, when the time comes, they will give me my orders. I'll say no, and I'll do my 5 years in jail and receive a dishonorable discharge. Well, they didn't give me that time. Military police came with handcuffs and took me and Harvey to the commanding general. He read off a charge sheet. You guys have violated a 1942 Smith Act, which made it a crime to counsel, urge, cause, and attempt to cause insubordination and refusal of duty. And to the brig we go. My trial occurs in December. Sentence, 10 years and a dishonorable discharge. Harvey has his trial, 6 years. So I'm in jail. So one guy said, have you written the American Civil Liberties Union? You have a constitutional issue. They violated your First Amendment right. I wrote them, and that next week, they sent their legal director from 156 Fifth Avenue, Melvin Wolf. He said, we want to represent you. And after 2.5 years of incarceration, I received an honorable discharge and some back pay. I learned. For me to sum up what I learned, I have to use a quote by my favorite leader of all times, Malcolm X, who said, once you change your philosophy, you change your thought pattern. Once you change your thought pattern, it changes your attitude. And once you change your attitude, it changes your behavior pattern. My philosophy began to change. My legacy is that my case is in the Court of Military Appeals books. Those who study the First Amendment will read about Harvey and Daniels. My case has established a precedent, and I'm very happy for that.
Ahmad Daniels is a life coach and author living in Tempe. Join us for our next night of live storytelling, Thursday, November 16th, at the farm at South Mountain. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more storytellers from local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.